Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Halloween is such a rich talk radio topic for Robbie, particularly here on The Dom Show. Welcome in, everyone. J.D. Moline, inarguably the greatest writer in the Philadelphia area, even though he has a rival now. I'm writing in both the Buckskin and Courier Times, and they love me, the crowd, J.D., and the Doylestown Intelligencer. They can't get enough of savaging me there.
Yeah, literally, hate has no home here. Crowd gets a hold of you, Dom.
Oh, it's, God. The worst, they said, it's a J.D. Moline wannabe writing in our papers now. Now we have two of them. This one's worse. He's a knockoff J.D. Moline. That's one of the highest compliments I could get.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to watch my back because you're good.
Well, thank you, J.D. Well, your column today, though, is something I wish I had written. And it's sad that this group that Dan likes, the Costume Halloween and Costume Association based in Mount Laurel.
Putting words in my mouth, Dom. I appreciate it.
Will not return your calls. They're pushing to make this a millennial holiday by putting it on Saturday. Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, they started out, I think, in 2018 with a national petition on change.org to move Halloween, the official celebration, to the last Saturday of October. And their signatures to that petition stalled. So it looks like they retooled and said, well, let's not get rid of Halloween. We just want to have an additional day of Halloween celebrations, which will be on the last Saturday of October. So it's six of one and a half, a dozen of the other. It's a money grab. I mean, they represent, you know, they're joining with Party City to get this done. And it's a money grab. We spend billions of dollars a year, almost $10 billion a year on Halloween. Half a billion just on dog costumes.
Half a billion on dog costumes?
that's according to the National Retail Federation. So, yeah, look, when we were kids, what age did you give up trick-or-treating? I was about, 11 or 12 maybe at the latest. And then I started handing out the candy. But something happened in the 80s and 90s, and the millennials really love Halloween. And they're not giving it up, and they've carried it into their adulthood. And we think of the millennials as young college kids. They're not that anymore. The oldest is pushing 40. The youngest is college graduation age, about 22 or 23. So they're not youngsters anymore, but they're holding on to this thing from their childhood for some reason that I can't fathom.
Well, you write, and I'm sure people are going to go after you, and you write at the end of your column that it's not the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown, to reflect current sensibilities. My guess is the cast are young, college-educated adults. First, they visit Spirit Halloween to buy macabre costumes, ghoulish severed body parts, disturbing animatronic decorations.
He's too eloquent for you, Doc.
Visions from hell. The darker, the better. Then they head off to Lucy and Linus's house to smoke weed, dance to techno club music, and get drunk on shots of Fireball
whiskey.
Can I just
stop you real quick? And I want to give J.D. credit for painting such a vivid picture. It's incredible.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, I've heard of these parties. I've never been to one myself. But, I was just comparing and contrasting what, Charlie Brown's, it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, which is a kind of a holiday classic around this time of year. It's
right.
53 years old this year, and ABC is broadcasting it tonight. And, to update it, that's what you would have to do, because in 1966, when that special premiered, Halloween was for little kids. And Charlie Brown really was a no adults allowed comic strip and cartoon. And so the adults have swiped or hijacked yet another thing from kids. and have scotch taped it onto themselves.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question, JD, because you and I are we look at holidays, or along with the statues, we're doing the Rizzo statue tomorrow in downtown Philadelphia. I'm not sure if you're aware that might be a column there, but is there a holiday that hasn't morphed, or it's morphed for the better that you can think? I'm just thinking out loud.
Yes.
What is
Thanksgiving.
That?
Thanksgiving, if you notice, Thanksgiving, there are Thanksgiving sales, but there have been always Thanksgiving sales, but that's usually Black Friday. But Thanksgiving Day really, I think, has, for some reason, escaped, all of the commercialism. I'm not sure why that is. I think most of us, when we think of Thanksgiving, it's football, turkey, and maybe family, if you have any coming over. And it's a peaceful day. I was talking about this to my wife last year about how Thanksgiving really, hasn't gotten commercialized for some reason. Maybe Easter to a degree, but every time I go into Walgreens every Easter, I see those ridiculous Easter baskets with basketballs and footballs and tennis rackets in them. I don't know what they're thinking.
Hey, but JD, I think you're onto something, because for a while, remember, there was this stuff of opening Black Friday, become morphing into Thanksgiving. And there was a real national battle going after some companies who now advertise they're not going to open on Thanksgiving after that. So there was pushback. Almost every other holiday, though, has been by some left agenda, a drinking agenda, or in this agenda, millennial agenda. They're kind of stealing it and trying to move it to something different.
Yeah, the whole pilgrim story has been immune from the left's maw of rewriting history. They try every year. Every year there are the, Thanksgiving columns by somebody at HuffPo about how to survive your uncle who watches Fox News. And that never really happens. Usually the uncle who watches MSNBC is the one about, getting drunk and ruining things.
Yeah.
But, they throw everything at Thanksgiving, and for some reason it has resisted. I think maybe people say, listen, this is a line we're not going to cross. You can have Christmas, you can have Halloween even, but Thanksgiving we're going to keep for ourselves. So that's probably what is happening. And it's great that there are more retailers saying, we're not going to.
Yep, absolutely.
We're not going to open.
When's the next J.D. Moane column, and what are you writing about?
Well, it's tomorrow, and I'm really not sure. That's how it goes in the column writing biz.
Okay.
You will find out.
I find that out. Yeah, I don't do it every day. I marvel at finding fresh and the characters you find in Bucks County. What days of the week do people find you in the Bucks County Courier Times and Burlington County paper, too?
Yeah, I'm in the Courier on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and in Burlington on Wednesdays.
And do you still put at the top of the column, I write 700 words four times a week and I mow my own lawn?
No, I change that up every once in a while, just to freshen things up, But I still do that. That's still my rule.
Well, JD, thank you. Have a great Halloween. We'll be talking.
You too, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.